Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
QNN, Community Network News. I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Caitlin Pearson. A lesbian couple has received hate-filled emails and phone calls after being crowned homecoming king and queen at their San Diego high school. San Diego School Superintendent Bill Kober said the people behind the hateful comments were demonstrating a lack of tolerance and presenting a negative role model for children. Rebecca Orellano, who was named Homecoming King, responded to the negative attention she received by posting a message on the internet, calling for people to think about the meaning of tradition when they use it in their argument against the pair.
Prime Minister Julia Gillard will reportedly be seeking a conscience vote on gay marriage. The issue will be decided at Labor's national conference in December. It was looking more and more likely that the party would change its stance to favour marriage equality. Now, as the only Labor leader in the country to oppose marriage equality, reports have surfaced that Gillard is seeking the middle road of allowing a conscience vote in the federal parliament. The vote could occur early next year.
New South Wales Parliament House will hold an event to remember transgender people who have died as a result of anti-trans hatred. During this time every year, trans groups around the world hold a Transgender Day of Remembrance, where they read out names of the dead and discuss ways to create a safer world for gender-diverse people. The results of a recent TransNation survey of transgender people in Australia and New Zealand showed that over half of those surveyed had suffered violence or verbal abuse, and a third had experienced threats of violence.
In the US, a group of high-profile Democrats and Republicans have come together to support a new approach in the fight for marriage equality. Rather than using terms of equal rights, the new campaign focuses on the value of commitment. The so-called commitment campaign has arisen out of research that shows many Americans believe gay and lesbian people only want to get married to exercise a right. The new campaign emphasizes that gay and lesbian people want to get married for the same reasons as straight people, to publicly acknowledge their love and commitment to each other.
American talk show host Conan O'Brien has made history by officiating the first on-air gay marriage on the one-year anniversary of his show Conan. O'Brien married his costume designer Scott Conrick and partner David Gorshin on stage, complete with traditional Jewish glass breaking and simple emotional vows.
David, I have only one vow for you. I vow to fill your every day with so much love. And cameras or no cameras, David, I'm here today and I'm yours forever.
When the pair were announced husband and husband, they exchanged a passionate kiss and the crowd erupted into applause over the song Celebrate Good Times.
Tasmania's first gay pride parade since the mid-1990s saw Hobart come out as glittering, sparkling, loud and proud. The pride parade, part of the Tas Pride Festival, united the community with supporters in a fun day that highlighted the polar shift in attitude since gay law reform there in 1997.
Briefly in other news, Melbourne's boutique bar Neverwhere in Fitzroy has closed its doors because owner Hannah Siver would like to pursue a career as a private investigator and animal activist. And the president of Ghana, John Atta Mills, has hit back at the UK for insisting the country legalise homosexuality or risk losing bilateral aid. Cameron raised the issue of gay rights and bilateral aid at the recent CHOGM in Perth, but Mills says he doesn't have the right to direct other sovereign nations as to what they should do.
Here's Tanya Lewis with QNN Sport.
22-year-old Welsh rugby player Jed Hooper has followed in the footsteps of the recently retired Gareth Thomas by coming out. Hooper said so far the reaction amongst the community has been positive, and he hopes his story can help other young players come to terms with their sexuality. And in UK soccer, the FA said they will investigate a homophobic tweet posted on Crawley Town player Hope Akpan's Twitter account. Akpan said he was shocked by the comment, which was posted by a young family member of his, and he deleted it immediately.
Want to become a roving reporter for QNN? Let us know what is happening in your community. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. qnn.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Caitlin Pearson. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.